Haunted Dreams. Arthur dreamt in his sleep. He didn't know where they came from, just knew that they would appear. Images inside his head. Old friends who had visited him for a month now followed him into his mind and haunted his dreams. He saw a figure, a dark shadow of a man standing alone on a field. It was night, and the moon was shining bright enough to see a second shadow in the sky, whose silhouette grew bigger with every heartbeat. He heard the flapping of wings, felt the increasing wind of the air around him, until the dark creature was directly above the unknown man, hovering in the air, and then landing with astonishing grace. Instead of attacking, it bowed its head and offered himself up to the human in front of him. Arthur stared in awe, a feeling of kinship deep in his bones. It wasn't only a dragon he saw. It was the dragon, the last of his kind, a king of his breed. He was sure about that he witnessed a creature of eternal power and deep wisdom, a creature wild and dangerous, who obeyed the small figure still standing in the shadows. As certain as he knew that he saw the last dragon on earth, he felt the draw to the unknown man in front of him, an invisible pull which tore at his heart. Involuntarily, he started to move in his direction. A burning curiosity to know who could master beast and man in a silent battle of wills. He tasted a name on his lips. It lingered there, but avoided capture. It slipped away, leaving an emptiness which frustrated him. He had the feeling that he knew him, and at the same time an urge that he had to know who he was. A silent whisper filled the air, and his heart drummed in his ears as he approached the black silhouette. He couldn't understand why, was only aware of the insatiable need to solve the enigma. He reached out, his fingertips close enough to touch. When the shadow turned towards him, and dark eyes flashed brightly, filled his view completely and bathed everything in shimmering gold. That was the moment he woke up. Never able to catch him, never able to know who he was. It was a recurring dream which haunted his soul and left an aching sensation in his body. He didn't know where it came from, or why he dreamt about it over and over again, but he was confident that some day the shadow would reveal himself in light, and he finally would understand.